Hey, let's go to Alex Pavlovich, our good friend from the Bay Area Newspaper Group. He covers the Giants all year long. Alex, how are you on this fine afternoon?
Good. How are you, Marty?
Well, we're doing well out here at the patio, and we just had Ron Wotus on talking about this team. What did you take from last night's game? What was your turning point last night as the Giants came back from that 4-1 deficit?
I thought it was pretty easy. Smero Petit kind of let everybody take a deep breath for a couple of innings, and the lineup figured it out. So, you know, they were looking at a spot where you're going into the back end of that Royals bullpen and possibly going down 3-1, and instead he gave them a little bit of time to figure it out, and they did, and now they have Bumgarner going, and the series is tied. So I thought it was pretty clear. He turned the series right there.
Ryan Vogelsong, I know you talked to him after the game, and you commented on the quality of his pitches last night and his overall outing. How did you feel it was? How did he feel it was? And what is the future as a Giant, maybe even next year, and also in this series, the World Series, for Ryan Vogelsong?
Well, that was just a brutal one for Ryan, because if you go through that inning that knocked him out, I mean, you have a ball that Kane beats out by inches, and the ball that Gordon hit, I mean, the ball that Hosmer hit, these were not hard-hit balls. It wasn't like they actually knocked him out of the game. It was just, you know, they needled him to death, and you look up, and he's thrown 34 pitches, and that's it. And he felt his stuff was as good as it's been in a long time. First time in a long time is a command of all four pitches, and we've joked about his stuff all year long, because he kind of jumped down my throat when I asked him about it. How his stuff was after a loss this year, but he remembered that, and he said, you know what, you should ask me tonight, because it was really good, and it just wasn't to be. I mean, he's had a star-crossed season at times. I think we all remember when he was really good for a month, and they just couldn't score a run for him, especially here at home. So it's one of those things where if it's going to happen, it's deal as it happens to him. I thought he pitched much better than the line, certainly deserved to be out there past the third if a couple things had gone his way, and you never know. He said he's going to go in today and say he's available out of the bullpen, and there's three games left here. You never know what's going to happen when we get back to Kansas City, so they may need him for an inning or two.
Alex Pavlovich here on KNBR 680 on the Ring Central guest line. Hey, Alex, Pablo Sandoval, we talked to Ron Wotus about Pablo Sandoval's night at the plate. His first two right-handed at-bats were pretty uneven, to say the least. And then he comes and he knocks Duffy and he knocks Finnegan. I didn't see that coming. What was the difference?
I think the difference is the pitches. He has struggled from that side, but if you look at what he hits, he can still hit a fastball on the outside corner, and he does exactly what he did. So I think it was just poor pitching. Certainly it was him stepping up to the moment and him doing a great job, but the game plan against him there was a little bit different than it's been most of the time. We saw in the previous at bat, if you throw it down, it's a little bit tougher for him. But the one pitch in particular, I think Finnegan's pitch, was just 92, 93, and right over the outside part of the plate. And Pablo from the right side, he doesn't really try to pull it down the line. He just tries to put it back up the middle. So it's perfect for him.
Okay. You know, the bench has made a difference in this World Series and the whole postseason for the Giants. Take us through the bench a little bit and the guys who have come through and what you think of them.
Yeah, the one guy, and I heard you guys mention when I was on hold, I mean, Juan Perez has taken an awful lot of heat this year on social media, on talk radio, other places, for a guy who's put in a tough spot. He's a young kid, he's used to playing every day, has always been really, really good at AAA Fresno. I think people have to remember, there's a reason he's up here. It's because every time he goes down to Fresno, he hits 400 for a couple weeks. So it's a talented kid. It's a guy who is one of the best defensive outfielders in the system, if not the best, right there with Gregor Blanco. And he's been put in a tough spot. He's asked to play once every 2 weeks or so during the season, and he kind of rides that shuttle back to Fresno. But they put him out there last night. His defense certainly helped. And he's about an inch away from having an RBI single there in the World Series. Instead, drove in a huge run.
Barry Bloom is with us. Barry, Alex Pavlovich is here.
Hey, Alex.
What was your last night, Barry? You wrote about the bullpen a little bit, the Giants' bullpen and what they're doing.
Mostly what Petit is doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing considering, where he's come from and what his career's been like. So he's the savior, I think, for this team right now, this postseason.
Alex, if you look at the postseason with Petit's three games, every game has been like a monumental game. It was a series changer that he came in.
Yeah.
I don't know if they'd give a postseason award for everything, but I'll tell you something. If I had to pick one for the Giants, I think I'd pick him.
Big time.
I think I would still pick Madison Bumgarner. You know, what he's done, being able to go out there and take the ball five of the first 11 games he started. He'll go again tonight. I think they expect a lot out of him tonight. And he'll be available for game 7. Not to take anything away from you, Tamara, what he's done is incredible, too, and certainly deserves a lot of credit and deserves, I think, you know, if you did have an MVP of the postseason, he'd be right there. He'd be, you know, second or third. But I look at what Baumgartner's done for a staff that has some other issues and has a ton of issues getting through the fifth and sixth inning. For him to go out there and consistently get into the seventh or eighth, I think has really saved him.
All right. All hands on deck pitching. When do we reach that stage? Ron Wotus kind of said, well, maybe, not maybe, but in Kansas City we'll have it. Today may be a little bit more traditional if Baumgartner needs help.
Yeah, I think it'll be game 6. You know, there are a lot of guys who pitched a lot of innings in the last few games. I think both teams are looking at their aces tonight and saying, go out there and get us into the 7th or 8th, because we've seen this series turn in the 5th or 6th inning. We've seen this whole postseason turn in those middle innings every single night. So it's up to who can get into the 7th or 8th. The Giants have a lot of faith in Baumgartner to do that. James Shields has had a rough time here, but that's what he's been known for in the past. So, yeah, I think if those two can get him through tonight, the two nights in Kansas City, or the one night in Kansas City, it'll be everybody on deck. I think we'll see starting pitchers. We'll see guys like Vogelsong. We'll see the guys who pitched for the Royals the last couple nights just available if needed. And certainly some of the relievers, guys like Herrera, who needed a night off last night. At this point in the season, you let it go.
Alex, you think Hunter Pence, let me just ask this question and you jump in. Do you think Hunter Pence is quietly having a terrific World Series?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, had a terrific season and a terrific postseason. I think the effort he shows every single night is something that you can't really measure. And there are times where he affects plays that otherwise other guys wouldn't. I think that grounder he hit to short last night, that's the play where most times you try to turn two or the traditional way, or you try to turn two by going home and going to first. But Hunter, every single time, is busting it out of the box. And it's, you know, over the course of the season, I think you could add it up. On one night or in one game, it doesn't seem like a huge deal, but just when a guy does it for 7 months, it really adds up, and the impact is made. We're seeing it once again. It's just that hustle every single night has led to a lot of game-changing plays.
Yeah, I thought last night, very quietly, and of course we talk about all the heroes last night and everybody writes about it, but he legs out a double play grounder in the first inning, gets a run in. He forces Escobar to go home in a key point that keeps that rally going. And the double he got was just smoked. Maybe it was the hardest ball he's hitting in months.
Yeah, I don't think it was such a quiet night, Marty. I mean, the guy had a terrific night.
I think one of the things that
goes unsung last night is Bochy playing this against lefties lineup and flipping Sandoval and Pence in the middle of the lineup. So now you have Pence batting fourth yesterday. He was able to do all this damage. Pence grounded out and beat out that ball, which gave the Giants the chance to score that kind of Kansas City Royals run without a hit in the first inning. So, I mean, to me, what did he go? 2-for-5, 3-for-5 with 3 RBIs and 2 runs scored, plus he made a great catch in the 9th inning. That's not a quiet night.
I didn't see a headline in any paper, or I didn't see a story
anywhere.
Well,
I guess you're not reading MLB.com, Marty, because we had a big story on Pence on MLB.com.
Was it by Bernie Pleskov?
No, it wasn't by Bernie Pleskov. Right. But, you know, what? Just because the newspapers, which have limited space,
all right, well,
and don't really get the chance
the
to focus
in on the intensity is cranked
stuff,
up for Game 5, that's for sure. Hey, Alex, I'm going to have to separate these two guys having a little fun out here. Hey, let me jump in here real quick and ask about Buster Posey. Alex, he's got 16 hits in the postseason. That's pretty good, but they're all singles. Is he close to roping one? How's he getting on the ball?
Well, let me just first point out, the newspapers, our newspaper, did have a Hunter Pence story last
okay.
night.
Okay, so Marty didn't read your paper either.
I read the Miami Herald, okay?
But that guy,
the lawyer.
I think Buster is, yeah, we've seen him close. He was close on that pitch the other night in the 9th inning against Holland. You could see it on his face. He felt like he just missed that. I don't think there's anything physically wrong with it. Maybe he's a little bit worn down and lost just a little bit of bat speed. But, it's not like the guy's out there hitting 180 or whatever. He's just not hitting for power, but it's still getting big hits and still having good at-bats, still having good plate appearances. And we saw last night, they're still afraid of him. They're still going to, put him on instead of pitching to him. So still making an impact and certainly has gone a long way to to lessening this running game. I think there's a lot going on there with the pitchers and, you know, maybe a little bit with the dirt out there. But he's really helped and made a couple strong throws that I think showed them that it's going to be a little bit tougher than it was in past series.
You think Gregor Blanco's an unsung hero? I don't see any stories about him. All right, I'm only kidding. Barry, relax. I'm only kidding. It's game five. I'm only kidding. There's been a lot of stories about him. Only kidding.
There have been.
All right. Hey, Alex, thank you so much. And stop by the public house if you have a couple of minutes. We'll be out here for a while.
Yeah, you know, I think we've written everybody 8 times this postseason. So I'll try to keep it original. Thanks for having me, Marty.
No, you're doing a good job, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.